USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago is closing parts of its downtown after hundreds of looters descended on Chicago's upscale Magnificent Mile and other shopping areas late Sunday night, breaking windows and clearing out brand-name stores and mom-and-pop shops alike.
We got a call from the FBI that they're breaking out the windows. If somebody can advise what the cross streets are.
The debate on Capitol Hill continues over the latest executive orders signed by President Trump. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump had to do something to help Americans out.
Democrats in Congress failed to act in the best interest of Americans hardest hit by this pandemic. President Trump stood up for every American who, through no fault of their own, needed relief.
The executive orders will extend enhanced unemployment benefits and discourage evictions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of the energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get that immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
With less than 100 days until the election, Ellie Weintraub, a commissioner on the Federal Election Commission, says there's a substantial chance that the nation won't know on election night what the final results will be, even possibly for the presidential race, but that's okay as it will take time to count the votes accurately. Weintraub making those comments to CNN. COVID-19 is not stopping an annual event from happening. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Thousands of motorcyclists have gathered in South Dakota for the annual Sturgis Rally. While crowds were expected to be lighter this year, because of the coronavirus pandemic, there's little evidence of any social distancing, according to witnesses. South Dakota has no mandatory mask requirements in place. The Republican governor, Kristi Noem, welcomed the bikers on Twitter, saying she's excited for the visitors to see what the state has to offer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
China is sanctioning 11 Americans in retaliation for similar measures imposed by the Trump administration. Those sanctioned include Republican Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and Human Rights Watch Executive Director Kenneth Ross. The move also has something to do with President Trump signing executive orders banning transaction with TikTok. The maker of the app claims they're doing nothing wrong and not spying on Americans, but according to Far East expert Gordon Chang, that's just not the case.
You know, we know that TikTok has been surveilling U.S. users. Apple, for instance, and this is not just the U.S. federal government, this is Apple caught TikTok twice, once in April and the other time in late June, abusing the clipboard function. We know that TikTok has also been surreptitiously downloading software on user devices. It's been misusing data on minors. And in addition, perhaps the worst thing of all is that there are allegations, which are still unconfirmed, but allegations that appear credible that TikTok has been trying to manipulate political opinion in the U.S. by the way it curates videos.
Chang speaking there on Fox Business. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is being lined up to stand in for Joe Biden as President Trump and his campaign team prepare for this year's election debates 4 years after he took on the role of Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton last time around. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.